This morning, the outlook across the Midwest has not changed greatly from that of yesterday. It still looks as though the weather pattern is going to provide more precipitation that is very light on a more frequent occurrence than what was suggested previously, perhaps. And there will be some disruption to farming activities, especially soybean harvest, just simply because the soybeans can't have any moisture on them in order to allow for harvesting to advance. So those areas that get the drizzle and brief periods of shower activity will probably see the slowest forward pace on farming or harvesting activity as we move forward through this period of time. There will be showers periodically across the Great Lakes region in particular on a near daily basis as we go through the balance of this work week and into the weekend. And most of the precipitation that occurs is going to be very light, running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to perhaps a quarter of an inch on any given day. But there's also going to be some precipitation that occurs in the Ohio River Valley as well. A second disturbance will likely develop there tomorrow and will move up from southeastern Missouri and western Kentucky into Ohio. Again, the rain's not going to be real heavy, but there will be enough of it to cause some delay in farming activity. The precipitation in the lower Midwest might disappear for a day or a day and a half, but another cool front will cut through the region as we move on out into the weekend, and that will bring yet another opportunity for some showers across the region. I think most of the precipitation that occurs is going to be brief and light for the most part, and its disruptive properties will be only somewhat of a small issue for right now, but it is going to be progressively cooling. We are going to see greater amounts of storminess in the eastern United States as we get deeper into October and November, so the pressure is going to be building that we will need to get these crops out of the field as quickly as possible. Well, the temperature outlook across the Midwest over these next few days is certainly going to have a bit of a cooler bias. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures cooling down quite a bit from where they've been in the past couple of weeks, with readings expected over the afternoon today, probably warmest, with some 70-degree readings possible. Still on the southeastern fringes of the Corn Belt country in Ohio, most everybody will be seeing highs today in the 50s and 60s, however, and high temperatures as we go on out into the day tomorrow will be 50s and 60s. We'll probably see the same thing really prevailing on into the weekend with some 40s expected in the north as time moves along. We're still anticipating some significant freezing temperatures to occur in the northwestern Corn Belt, but obviously they will be occurring later than usual, and the impact on crops should be relatively low. We'll look for temperatures in the upper 20s and 30s on Friday morning, and then more deeply into the 20s across the Dakotas, Minnesota, and portions of northern Iowa and Wisconsin as we get out into Sunday morning. Saturday morning will already have some 20s in it, and it wouldn't surprise me to see a few upper teens occur near the Canada border in North Dakota or Minnesota. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.